was scrolling on Facebook and saw this post, and essentially it's Gladys Knight, I guess, responding to some concerns that people have made about her performances and her health. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't do a deep dive into what those concerns were. I mean, in looking at her, she does look a little bit thinner than I remember her to be, you know, for most of her life, but I also haven't followed her, you know, much here in the last few years. But unfortunately, I made the mistake of going to the comments, y'all. So I guess some people in the comments had seen her in some fairly recent performances, and some people were saying like she seemed to skip like some of the words of her songs, or her voice just, you know, seemed a little bit raspier than usual. I guess one place she performed, somebody was saying that she actually fell, but you know, she got up and kind of continued the performance. But I'm making this video because of the number of comments I saw about people who were saying, you know, you've done your time, you've done your work, you need to take a break, take a rest, you know, you're in your old age, you know, basically you can just kind of take it easy now. And you know, I worked in the VA hospital system, right, for over a decade. And so, of course, a lot of people in the population, they're, you know, older, definitely 55 and older, but a lot of people, you know, 60, 65 and up. And one thing I'll notice a lot of people talk about as they age is how invisible that they become. And for some people, I'll say men and women alike, entering into that kind of retirement phase or really slowing down can be a really challenging transition. And often for a lot of the patients I would have, you know, 6 months to a year before they're going to retire, I would start talking to them about what their plan is for kind of adjusting into that new phase of life. And a lot of people are like, oh, doc, I'm going to be fine. You know, they have like travel plans. You know, they talk about they just plan to rest, you know, kind of get into some of their hobbies. But they don't realize that that really may not take them as much time or occupy them as much as they're thinking. So, you know, I would see my stable patients, right, like every 3 months. And so what will often happen is, let's say I would see them their first 3 months after retirement. Hey, they're still going good. They're caught up on their sleep. You know, they may have done a little bit of traveling already. So things are still going pretty good, right? I see them that second 3 months. So now we're 6 months into retirement. You know, oh, still kind of enjoying it. I don't have to work for the man. You know, they don't have to deal with all the traffic, the commute, the work stress. So things are still going pretty good. But oftentimes around that 9 months, right, that next visit into retirement, things have kind of really slowed. You know, maybe they've taken the cruises or gone on a couple of trips, you know, that they wanted to go to, went and visited their kids or grandkids. And now they're just kind of back at their house, really kind of trying to figure out what to do with themselves. And really around that 9 to 12 month mark, I would start to see people feeling kind of maybe more depressed, even more anxious, just kind of really thinking now, like, what am I possibly going to do every day for the rest of like 15 to 20 years? You know, what am I going to do with myself? It's funny, as I was making this, thinking about this video, I thought of a patient I had who right around that 9 months to 12 months mark, he really started to get very restless, was more agitated at home and irritable because he just, you know, had so much energy left and he was healthy. He's like, I don't feel like I'm stimulating myself. And so we had, you know, at a previous appointment talked about like all this volunteer stuff. And, you know, when I saw him the next time, he was like, oh no, I didn't follow up on none of that. And he was like, doc, you know, I just can't see myself working. You know, even if it's like volunteering, he's like, I can't see myself working and just not getting paid. He's like, I don't know. It doesn't resonate with me. And I was like, okay, so then what about a part-time job then, you know? And he ended, I can't remember if it was like Home Depot or Lowe's, but some, one of those places, he went and got a part-time job and he was able to kind of get out, and that was really helpful. So, you know, for everyone, how you plan and what might fulfill you or work for you could be different, but it is important as we age and life starts to slow down in terms of working to really think about what we want to do with ourselves. And I know for a lot of people who are artists, whether they're entertainers or musicians, that it's very important for them to know that their art has like impacted the world. That's very meaningful to them. So again, I don't know any diagnosis she might have, but if she still wants to perform, even if it's work, but if she still wants to kind of be out there and to see, you know, people like coming to see her, right? Hundreds of thousands of people like singing songs with her. I'm sure that has to be very impactful. And also to know that after she does pass away, that her music, you know, could live on, you know, potentially like forever, right? Could live on for decades or hundreds of years, or that impact of her music and her art. So I'm sure that that's very meaningful for her at this age in life to see that people still really appreciate her. So no, everyone as they age doesn't want to like slow down and sit on the porch with a glass of sun tea and a rocking chair, which is okay if people do want to do that, because all of our kind of employment experiences haven't been the same. And some experiences are very, you know, physically taxing on the body or the mind, or just stressful or toxic. So for some people, when they slow down, that is all they want to do. But for other people, they still want to be, you know, kind of up and moving around and doing a lot of things. And so just to be supportive of all that, just because somebody is 75 or even 80 or whatever, if they still can do it and they still want to do it, we should be encouraging that, as opposed to being like, oh, well, why don't you sit down and take your rest? That really may not be helpful to them.